Daily Rest, Friday, July 21st, 2023. This week's devotion theme is Trials in the Wilderness. The people spoke against God and against Moses. "Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food and no water, and our soul loathes this worthless bread." Numbers 21, verse 5. The snake on the pole. Throughout their 40 years in the desert, God kept his people alive by sending them manna. Yet instead of thanking and praising God, they spoke against him. Suppose you told your mother at the dinner table, "My soul loathes this worthless food." How would that go for you? We can be quick to complain and wish things were different, and slow to thank and praise God for what we have. God disciplined his people by sending poisonous snakes among them. Many of the people were bitten and died. They confessed to Moses, "We have sinned," pleading with him to ask God to take away the poisonous snakes. David said much the same in Psalm 51, "Against you, you only have I sinned, that you may be found blameless when you judge." God knows when we've done wrong. God disciplined his people by sending poisonous snakes among them. Many of the people were bitten and died. They confessed to Moses, "We have sinned," pleading with him to ask God to take away the poisonous snakes. David said much the same in Psalm 51, "Against you, you only have I sinned, that you may be found blameless when you judge." God knows when we've done wrong. We need to confess our sins to God and ask him to forgive us. God didn't take away the poisonous snakes, but he did provide a cure for their poison. He had Moses make a bronze snake and put it on a pole, promising, "Everyone who is bitten, when he looks at it, shall live." We're all poisoned by sin, sin that afflicts us all our lives, sin that brings eternal death. However, God provided a cure for our sin. Jesus said, "As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." John 3:14 and 16. Jesus died for our sins on the cross. Just by believing in Jesus, our sins are forgiven, and we will live